Among the ways of dealing with water pollution include deciding to ignore it, easy but unpopular in most places, deciding to spend the money to clean it up, hard but unpopular in most places, especially if you have to raise taxes. The state of Wyoming has a novel third way, making it a felony to collect scientific data and then prohibiting that data from being used in civil, criminal, or administrative proceedings. This "if you see something, say nothing or you'll be arrested" approach sounds laughable, but advocates say it keeps activists from trespassing on private ranch lands. Critic of this idea, Justin Pideaux, is an assistant professor of law at the University of Denver. He claims that this new law is designed to hide waterway contamination from E. coli organisms. Justin Pideaux, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thanks so much for having me on.
So is it really the case, literally, that you get arrested or charged with a felony for collecting environmental information? It's not true. I mean, regulators can go on land and check anything they want.
Of course, if you're a government employee and you're operating under a legal regime that authorizes you to enter land and collect information, the law is not going to be applied to you. It's really targeted at citizen scientists, individual members of the community who go out onto the lands that they love. And this law does apply to public lands as well as private lands, and collecting information about them to provide to the government. And it's important to note that the law is specifically tied to collecting information for the purpose of providing that information to the state or to the federal government. And so it's actually very directly linked to the kind of situation you're talking about, where we have water quality problems or other environmental problems that the government really needs to get involved with.
Now, how much does the government of Wyoming, the state of Wyoming, rely on citizen scientists to do the reporting? I mean, don't they have regulators and inspectors of their own?
Sure, but you have to understand that the job that the Clean Water Act gives to states is a huge one. The states are supposed to figure out what the water quality is in every water body in the state, and that is a massive task, and no states have adequate funding and staffing to actually go out and conduct investigations themselves of all the different water bodies. And so in many states, you have citizen groups and citizen individuals who sort of fill those gaps, who go out and take information and provide it to the state where the state simply can't afford to do it itself. And perhaps now we're seeing that Wyoming actually has no interest in having that information in the first place.
Now, is this the legislature's concern or is this the regulator's concern? It sounds like you're saying that citizen scientists already have a pre-existing relationship with regulators and the legislature is trying to disrupt that.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think the legislature here is certainly interfering. I can't speak for any of the staff members at the Wyoming Department of Environmental Quality. Under federal law, they are supposed to take account of any information that they have. And so Wyoming, like most states, have sort of a system for collecting information. And the Wyoming Department of Environmental Quality has, in 2012, they actually listed several streams as what we would call an impaired water, meaning that the quality of the water violates the water quality standards of the Clean Water Act. And so they have taken some regulatory action. They're supposed to be coming out with a new list of waters that violate the rules in 2014, and they haven't done that yet. So I guess we'll have to see what next steps the state takes, sort of the state regulators take. But the legislature here is clearly trying to cut the citizens out of this process.
What do you think is the source of this E. coli contamination that you've talked about?
It appears to me to be pretty clear that it's generally coming from cattle ranching. There's a lot of ranching going on in BLM land, and the ranchers don't have a lot of rules that they have to follow in terms of the amount of time that their cows stay in streams. When you have cows in streams, E. coli follows. Mm.
And that's the sort of age-old battle between environmentalists and ranchers in the state of Wyoming. Justin Pideaux, thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Justin Pideaux is assistant professor of law at the University of Denver.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.